336 at 610 WTBN. Joined now by Eric Delbert. Eric and his father, Phil, own LAPD Firearms and Range on Bethel Road, 999 Bethel Road. And Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. And I understand, made a little news up there. Your dad tried to mail a firearm and had a little trouble at the post office. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah, just a little trouble. Yeah, you know, in the course of our normal business, we sell quite a few firearms to customers that are in other states, so we end up shipping quite a few firearms. And usually it's not that big of a deal. We do it pretty much daily. Last week, though, Dad went to the post office to ship one and got up to the counter, had all the proper paperwork, and was told by the lady that because of her religious beliefs that she couldn't process the package.
Wow. Wonder what religion is that? Did you get it?
No, we haven't heard yet.
No. So what did he do?
So at that point, she asked him to step aside to the next window. Happened to be it wasn't manned at the time.
Right.
So some time went by, and he had been gone for a while. So I called him just to check in with him, and he told me what was going on. I ended up calling the post office and getting someone in the back and asking them if they could kind of go out and help them.
Yeah. So somebody else there in the post office came out and actually got it done.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What's the procedure for that kind of a sale? What kind of paperwork and what do you have to do and who do you send it to?
Sure. Well, you know, with any firearms transfer that goes out of state, it has to ship from a licensed dealer to a licensed dealer.
Okay.
So we have to make sure that we have a copy of the license before it gets shipped, and then we package it up, put a copy of our license with it, and then in regards to the post office, we have to fill out a particular form swearing to the fact that we are a dealer and this being shipped to another dealer.
Oh, okay, and that's really about it then.
That's really about it. It's usually a pretty simple process.
Did you guys ever run into this before?
No, I never have, and have done it, you know, probably hundreds of times over the years.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you talk to anybody at the post office, like a supervisor or anything?
You know what? That day we didn't. We were busy, and we came back and kind of collected our thoughts. A couple of days later, though, they did. There was a representative that stopped by the store and apologized.
Oh, okay. And any word on what they, I mean, did they talk to her or find out why or?
Yeah, they were actually in the process of doing that when they stopped by to apologize. So I never heard anything after that.
Because I would imagine that, you know, she's been asked to do that before. I mean that's the post office you guys use, right?
Right. And we've since used it. So I don't know if it's, if we've maybe never had her prior to this. But
okay. Well, Eric, I appreciate your time and interesting story.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
All right, man. Eric right. Delbert, LEPD, Firearms and Range. And you know, it's one of those things, you know, if for whatever reason you can't, I guess, do that job.
Because of your religious
convictions. You shouldn't be doing that job.
Well, you know, I don't know. Call it the skeptic in me. But I almost smell somebody trying to get a lawsuit going. And I don't mean Eric and Phil. I mean
right.
This woman at the post office. Okay, so all of a sudden she says, well, my religion won't allow me to do my job.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're the Postal Service and you have an employee that says, well, now all of a sudden her religion won't allow her to do her job, what do? Keep paying her to not do her job?
Well.
Or do you maybe fire her? Hey, you can't work. If you can't do your job, you can't work here.
Right.
So then they say, well, okay, well, then go work somewhere else. You're fired. Then she sues them for infringement of her religious freedom.
Right.